Case number 10,517, Valerie A. Wolslayer and Ari D. Abel, standing right west of Route 1, north of Bay Road, being Lot 6 within Rehoboth Bay, Rehoboth Manor Development. A variance from the side yard and front yard setback requirements.
Name and address.
Randy Burton, 10731 Oak Court, Lewis, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Gentlemen, I represent tonight as an agent for Ms. Wolslayer and her husband, Dr. Abel, to seek side yard variance for the side yard setback. I noticed on the application here that it refers to front yard as well, but you can correct me if I'm wrong. I didn't realize that was on the application, and I don't see a need for it because, as I think you can see in some of the paperwork that you have, there was a variance that was granted for this property previously. And I think that to give you just a little bit of a quick history, and then hopefully we can all get ready to get done tonight and go home. I'll be as brief as possible. This is in Rehoboth Manor. I'm sure that many of you are familiar with that area. It's where the old Rehoboth baseball field used to be, and behind Max Ice Cream, where the Electric Banana is. That neighborhood was originally developed by Mr. Truitt years ago when the state abandoned the old campgrounds down by the Indian River Inlet Bridge, and they moved a lot of mobiles in there. This parcel and the parcel immediately to the right were owned by one family, and they built the two houses on there. I don't think there's any opposition to the application, but just so you realize how the existing home got to be encroached, sitting in an encroached position to begin with, and why we're now making the application to carry that line back. There's a center hall that goes down the middle of this house, and we want to put a 27 by 28 addition onto the back of the house and remodel the existing home, and we don't want to have a crooked hallway to meander down through the house. We want to be able to keep the continuity of the sidewalls and of the hallways. So we seek that side yard, as I think that each of you has a survey that shows the proposed area that will encroach in a darker shaded area. Is that the survey? I'm looking at Mr. McCabe. Is this the survey that you have, Mr. McCabe, or do you have?
No.
You don't have this survey?
No.
You submitted with it.
Oh.
Should be further back. Everyone should have a copy of that survey. You have it, though.
I have it, but
we
don't, for some reason.
We don't.
So you might want to just pass that. Here, I only have two copies of it with me, but just so you see, it's just a 4-foot slice about 20 feet deep that's encroaching along the side of the property only, not in the front. That was with the submission, right?
This is the hallway you're talking about where it's shaded in?
No, that's where it's going to encroach on the side, Mr. Workman. That's the hallway is going to be going down the center of the existing house. This is existing house in the diagonal lines, and the proposed addition are the dotted areas, and the heavily shaded area shows the area that will encroach.
Variances isn't required for the bump out.
bump out is not attached, it's not touching the ground. The bump out is in line with the eave structure of the house. But we did show that so that you could clarify that for us, but we were pretty sure it wasn't required.
That's fine.
So how far from the property line? 6.3 feet. Okay.
Yeah, it's a 3'8" variance basically to of encroachment.
But you were going to address the front yard setback request?
There is no front yard. To my knowledge, there is no front yard setback request because the exist. Well, it may have been written in there because of the fact that we did not have the document showing the previous variance. And I believe that there is, at least when I reviewed the record today, there were documents that Mr. Lank or Mr. Abbott or someone had retrieved where there was a previous variance granted on the property.
The previous side yard.
Though.
It was for the side yard only.
Not the front.
Okay.
Yard.
Well, we.
So you do need a variance. How long has it been there?
Before zoning, the structure is, to my knowledge, was built there prior to zoning. So, I mean, if there's a need for a front yard, I think the reason that we put that on there, if there is a need, we'd like to be in compliance as we move forward instead of, you know, somebody coming along and saying, oh, well, you got that, but you didn't.
When you say before zoning, you're talking pre-1970?
Yes.
Well, that's probably why there isn't one.
Exactly. Yeah, most of Rehoboth Manor, most of the houses I developed, a parcel at the end of the road down there, and it was really the first new structure that had been built in there since when the old Rehoboth baseball stadium was torn down. I don't know if anybody here, other than maybe Mr. McCabe, remembers that baseball stadium or not. Maybe the Phillies could win if they were playing there.
Yeah, maybe. Okay. Are there any questions from members of the board, Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills?
Just for the record, they're winning 3-1.
Oh, nice.
Good. Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Chairman, I'd like to move we approve case number 10517 and I don't feel it ought to the central crime to the neighborhood.
Do I have a second to that motion? You have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10517. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Thank you, gentlemen. Have a good night.
And you too.